Hallelujah. Daja xiao hao. Good afternoon, everybody. Very good to see everyone.
Oh, 很开心看到大家。
Awesome. Good afternoon, everyone online in the cloud.
我们晚上的弟兄姐妹，下午好。
Right. Exciting.
很期待。很兴奋。
Yes, 很幸福。
Just very blessed.
In this season, we will know the goodness of God.
在这个季节里面，我们要认识到神的幸福，神的美好。
Are you with me?
你跟我在一起吗？
In this season, we will know the goodness of God.
在这个季节里面，我们要认识到神的幸福，神的美好。
Our lives will taste and see the goodness of God.
我们生命要尝到并且要看见到神的幸福。
Are you with me?
你跟我在一起吗？ Yes.
Oh man.
Oh, 天哪。
Our lives will taste and see the goodness of God in this season.
在这个季节里面，我们生命要尝到也要看见到神的幸福。
Are you guys with me?
你们跟我在一起吗？
Do we want this?
我们想要吗？
We will know the goodness of God in our families. Do we want that?
我们在我们家庭里面可以看到神的幸福，我们想要吗？
We will share the goodness of God with other people.
我们要把神的幸福传给到别人，我们想要吗？
I'm still learning that, but maybe you guys want it. Just kidding. We will see the goodness of God when we look into our future.
我们看我们的未来，我们会看到神的美好。我们想要吗？
In this, of course, let's go.
当然。
In this season, God has called new things to come.
在这个季节里面，神要呼召新的事情发生。
In this season, God has called us to birth.New things.
在这个季节里面，神要叫我们生出新的东西来。
Is it okay if I say that?
我可以这样说吗？
In this season, God has called us to birth new things.
在这个季节里面，神呼唤我们生出新的东西来。
Does that make sense if I say it that way?
我这样子说，大家能明白吗？
It makes sense. God.Is calling us to birth within us passion.
神要在我们里面生出来一个火热，一个热情。
Passion and strength to face what has been placed in your life.
一个火热，一个力量来面对我们生命中的挑战。
God is calling us to birth in our lives discernment.
神呼唤我们，要我们生命中可以生出一个分辨力，一个敏锐。
Yeah, discernment, when in our lives, in the confusion and mess, God will give us the understanding of what to do.
在混乱里面，神会给我们一个智慧，一个可以明白他的旨意，让我们知道现在应该怎么做。
God will birth new love in our marriage.
在夫妻当中，神要兴起一个新的爱情。
New love and peace and refreshing between husband and wife.
一个新的爱情，一个平安在夫妻当中，在丈夫和妻子当中。
Do you believe that God is promising us things this season?
你相信在这个季节里面，神给你有应许吗？
Do we believe that God is looking to birth new things in our lives this season?
你相信在这个季节里面，神要在你身上生出新的果子来吗？
God will birth power, families of power. God will birth in our midst?
神要在我们当中兴起来充满能力的家庭。
Do you believe in God's faithfulness to birth these new things in this season?
你相不相信神够信实，可以让这些东西都被生出来，都成就？
Do you believe in God's faithfulness to birth these new things in this season?
你相不相信神的信实可以让这些东西都成就，都生出来？
Think about your wife.
想想你的妻子。
Think about your husband, your son, your daughter.
想想你的丈夫，你的儿子，你的女儿。
Our families. Do you believe that God seeks to birth new things in this season?
在我们家庭里面，你相不相信神要生出来新的果子？
So the word I'm using, I hope my wording isn't too strange.
我希望我用的单词不是太奇怪。
I'm using the word giving birth.
我在用生出生孩子这个词。
And birthing, because birthing is a very special word.
因为生是个非常有意义的词。
When something is born, something that was not there before, now is.
因为当一个东西被生出来的时候，曾经没有的，现在有了。
Who has something in their life that you need, but we don't have?
谁在你生命里面有一个你非常需要的东西，可是你没有？
Think about your child.
想想你的孩子。
Think about your husband, your wife.
想想你的丈夫，你的妻子。
Think about your life. Do you have something you need but you don't have in your life?
想想你的生活，在你生活生命当中，你有没有一个缺乏？
God knows what we don't have.
神知道我们没有的，我们生命中缺乏的。
That's why he wants to birth.
所以他希望在你生活中可以生出来新的东西。
Because when God says birth, he means I know you don't have it, but something new will come.
因为神说生的时候，他说我知道你没有，可是新的东西要来临。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
Who?Has something in their life. We can think about our families that we need, but we do not have.
谁的生活当中真的有一个你很需要的，可是你没有？想想你的家庭。
God will raise up in us a motivation. A motivation will be birthed where none was there before.
神要生出来一个动机，以前没有的动机，神要生出来。
We will see hope.Where we did not see it before.
我们曾经看不到的盼望，我们现在要看见。
Are you excited that God understands us?
你兴不兴奋？神真的很理解你。
Are we excited that God wants to birth what we need but we don't have?
你兴不兴奋？神想生出来我们现在没有的，可是我们需要的。
Maybe we all listen. Some of us heard. I'm referencing.When we hear 幸福小组，
我在讨论幸福小组。
Yeah, we're not working just to work. We're not nurturing just to nurture.
我们不是为了工作而工作，我们不是为了养而养。
We are working, we're nurturing, knowing that God intends to birth.
我们在工作，我们在养，因为我们知道神要生出来，要生出来新的东西。
What you don't have in your life, what you don't have in your life, God will birth something new.
你生活中没有的，神要生出来。
Who has heard this before in your family? I just don't have that.
谁有没有听说在你家庭里面有没有说过？哦、oh, ，我就没有那个，我就不能那样子做。
I don't have it in me.
I don't have the strength. 我没有那个力量去做。
I don't have the motivation.
我没有那个动力去做。
But that's exactly why God says He's in the birthing business.
所以神说他在这个生产的。
He's speaking to us.
神在跟我们说话，他要把这些都生出来。
Do we want to partner with God to see His fruits birthed in our lives?
我们愿不愿意跟神同行，看神的果子在我们生命中结出来？
Are we excited for that?
我们期待吗？
Do we want to partner with God?
我们愿不愿意跟神同行？
To see fruits birthed?
看到这些果子都被结出来。
Let's see some birthing this season.
我们这个季节看到
What are the fruits God is raising up in your life?
Can I see,
a show of hands?
我可不可以看大家举下手?
Who here, I didn't ask the question
还没有,
yet.
还没有。
Who here is being, who feels like we're being taught something by God in this season?
谁在这个季节里面可以感觉到神在教你一个功课？可以举下手。
Do some of us feel that way?
哇，有人举两只手，双手。
So in this season, we don't only need to ask God, "What do you want me to do?"
所以在这个季节里面，我们不单单可以问神，你想我干嘛？
We like to ask that question, what should I do? What do you want me to do?
我们喜欢问这个问题，神，我现在应该做什么？我现在应该干嘛？
We can ask God, what are the fruits that you are raising up in my life at this time?
可是我们可以问神，现在在我的生命里面，你想结出来什么样的果子？
What are you raising up? What do you want to raise up in my life at this time?
你想在我生命里面结出来什么样的果子？此时此刻
，We can ask that question.
我们可以问这个问题。
We can ask, and God will tell us.
我们可以问，神会回应我们。
If we want to know,
如果我们想知道
，If we want to know and we ask, God will lead us.
如果我们想知道，如果我们求问神，神会引导我们。
Who here knows that? Who here has asked before God, what do you want me to do?
谁在这里问过神？神，你想我干嘛？你想我做什么
？There's not enough young people. The young people like to ask that question.
年轻人经常喜欢问这个问题。
But what do you want me to do? And sometimes God doesn't always answer.
有时候我们问神，神你要我做什么？神不是每次都会有一个回应。
But when we ask God, what are you in your love raising up in me?Sometimes we need to ask that question.
但是有时候我们需要问神，神在你的爱里面，你想在我生命里面兴起来什么东西？
God will lead us one step at a time. He will walk with us.
神会一步一步带领我们，神会跟我们一起同行。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
I'm already almost done my message. Let's go.
我已经快说完了，哈哈哈，开玩笑。
Actually, it's kind of true.
其实是有点是真的。
So I was in a car.With my older brother, with a mentor in San Francisco, 2018.
我2018年在三藩市，我在跟一个大哥哥，一个教会的领袖在坐在车上。
And we were just talking. We were probably going to get some food.
我们就在聊天，我们准备去吃饭。
Everyone else was at the conference, Emerge conference.
其他人都在青校在学习。
And his wife called on the phone.
他的太太就给他打电话了。
And she asked, "Where are you?"
他太太就问他，你在哪里
？And he would say, "I'm with David. We're in the car."
他说我跟 David 在一起啊，我们在车上。
And then it hangs up.
然后他太太就把电话挂了。
I thought it was very awkward.
我觉得非常的尴尬。
After a few minutes, his wife calls again.
过了几分钟，他太太又打电话过来了。
And she says, "You're never allowed to go outside again."
然后他说，你再也不可以出家门了。
You're grounded. You're not allowed to go outside again.
我要教训你，你再也不可以出家门了。
And then she hangs up.
然后他就把电话挂了。
And I felt that's very direct.
我觉得这个太直接了。
That's also a little bit vague.
我觉得也不是很明确他在说什么。
And pretty uncomfortable all around.
然后我感觉就挺不舒服的。
Can you guess what he told me?
你可以猜他跟我说什么吗
？What he says is, "Can you hear it?"
那哥哥问我，你听到了吗
？He said, "What?" She's saying is not that I'm grounded.
我太太说的，她的话语不是在说我再也不可以出家门，我被惩罚了。
What she's saying in her heart is, I need you.
她的心在跟我说，我需要你，我现在需要你。
I need you to be with me.
我需要你跟我在一起。
A prophet told him once.
有个先知曾经跟那位哥哥说。
I didn't know how else to call 聪哥。
我不知道用什么方式形容聪哥，只能说是先知。
A prophet told him once.
有个先知跟他说，跟那位哥哥说。
I see that you have difficulties in your relationship with your wife.
我看到你跟你妻子关系里面有一些问题，有一些不顺当。
And then he said.
然后他说。
If you learn to mature,
如果你学习成熟起来,
if you learn to grow up,
如果你长大一点,
God will help you understand your wife.
神会帮助你理解你的妻子。
I thought he was going to say something else.
我以为这位哥哥要说另外一个事情呢。
But that's what the prophet said.
可是那是先知跟那位哥哥说的话。
And I felt in that car that God was speaking to me.
然后我在那个车里面，我就感觉到神在对我说话。
In my relationship with Angela,
我跟 Angela 的关系里面呢
，and Angela, who is now my wife, almost 2 months.
Angela 是成为我的妻子已经快两个月了。
There were times where she would be very upset.
有时候 Angela 会非常的难过，会非常的难过。
Sometimes she will express.How upset she was.
有时候她会把她这个难过讲出来。
She would say sometimes, "I want to go home."
她也会说我想回家。
I don't like Vancouver.
我不喜欢温哥华。
I don't want to be with you.
我不想跟你在一起。
I hate you.
我不想翻译那个。
我恨你。And I would feel very confused sometimes.
然后我就会感觉很迷茫。
And sometimes I would say, I would feel in my heart, can you endure a little bit?
然后我在我心里面会想，你可不可以就忍受一点呢？再忍耐一点呢？
Can you have some faith?
你可不可以有一点信心呢？
And then God would say to me,
然后神会对我说，
Are you serious?
你是认真的吗？神会说， sorry.
Yeah.And then God would say, "Is there something wrong with you?"
神会说，你有没有问题呀？神会对 David 说。
Yeah. God would say, "Are you sure?"
神会对 David 说，你确定吗？
I felt God telling me something.
我感觉到神在跟我说话。
If you learn to grow up.
如果你学着，如果你长大一点。
I will help you understand your wife.
我会帮助你理解你的妻子。
And so I submitted myself.
所以我降服下来。
I believed that, as God said, behind my wife's words, my now my wife's words, her spirit, her words say something, her spirit is also saying something.
我相信我在我太太我太太说的话后面，她的灵，她的心在说另外一些话。
My flesh, my body, my mind says like, "You're here. We go again."
我的脑子，我的肉体，我的肉体在告诉我，哦，我们又来了。
My mind is confused.
我感觉非常的迷茫，我的脑子很不清楚在发生什么。
But God in my spirit said, "Do you hear what her spirit is saying?"
可是神对我的灵说，你能不能听到 Angela 的心 ，Angela 的灵在说什么
？And one time in the car, we had a big conflict.
有一次在车上，我们两个有很大的冲突。
I was very confused.
我非常的迷茫，我非常的不知道在发生什么事情。
I don't want to be here.
Angela 说，我不想在这里。
I don't like you.
我不喜欢你。
I hate you.
我不喜欢你，更严重一点。
But what I heard her spirit say.
可是我听到她的灵说。
It said that I was in the car and I heard her spirit say, "I don't want to be upset."
可是我在车上，然后我听到她的灵说，我不想生气。
I am fighting, but it is very hard.
我在挣扎，我在跟我自己挣扎，可是非常的难。
I submitted myself.
我降服我自己。
So God taught me to not pour out my reaction onto her.
所以神教导我不要把我的情绪把我的反应倒在 Angela 的身上。
But rather to stay silent, to wait and listen and hear what her spirit is saying.
可是神让我安静，让我等候，让我可以听 Angela 的灵在说什么。
And in order to do that, I had to submit.
可是如果我要这样做的话，我必须要降服。
Because my own confusion and insecurity.
因为我自己的不确定，我自己的迷茫。
My own offense.
我自己被冒犯到了。
I had to put that, submit that as fertilizer to birth new things God had in store.
我要把这个降服下来，让我这些的情绪，让我这些的不确定成为肥料，让肥料可以让我们让神要在我们当中做的东西可以长起来。
And so there we had many times where we had conflict.
所以很多时候我们有冲突。
But I was learning to submit myself.
可是我在学习怎么降服。
And as I did that, God led me to understand something.
然后我这样子做的时候，神就教导我一件事情。
God led me to understand how displaced Angela felt moving from Toronto to Vancouver.
神就教导我，神让我看见 Angela 从多伦多搬到温哥华，她有多么的困难。
She had a family, she had friends.
她有家庭，她有大家庭，她有朋友。
She had a name.
她有一个名字。
So she at her church there were, she had a lot of positions. She had a name there.
在她的教会里面，她有很多的服事，有她的位置在她的教会里面。
She had an identity, a very established identity, a home.
她有一个身份，一个很的一个身份在她的教会家庭里面。
And I know that her friends and her, they loved her and she loved them very much.
我知道她和她朋友中间非常的相爱。
But all of that gone.
可是这所有都没了。
Nothing. She was in a new place where she knew nobody.
她在一个新的地方，在一个她一个人都不认识的地方。
And who is she? She's nobody at all.
她在这里，她是谁呢？她谁都不是。
And sometimes I'd feel, you are somebody.
然后我就感觉，你是啊，你是一个人呢。
And then God would say, are you serious?
然后神对我说，你是认真的吗？
So I have to submit.
所以我要降服。
Because to hear what her spirit is saying.
就是让我可以听到她的灵在说什么。
And slowly, as I submitted myself, my heart, how displaced she felt.
所以我降服时候，我安静下来来聆听的时候，我的心里面就开始明白和理解 Angela 的感受是什么。
And I began to understand and relate to her deep difficulties.
我可以理解，我可以感受到她的深深的难处。
And I could hear the pain that was behind the words.
他的话语后面我可以听到他的困难。
And I could see that if I was in that situation, I may also say the same thing. The words are not a big deal.
然后我看到如果我是他的话，我可能也会说出一样的话。其实说出来的话不是主要的。
I began to understand her heart.
我开始明白他的心。
And so I submitted myself.And submitting myself not only led me to understand my wife better.
然后降服我自己，顺服下来，降服下来，不仅仅让我可以更理解我的妻子。
But like I said, fertilizer earlier, God was building a deep trust and love between us.
像我前面说的肥料，神用那个做肥料，让我们两个人当中可以兴起来一个爱情，一个深深的爱情，一个深深的信任。
Awesome. Now I believe.
好棒。
Yes. Very nice. And so we have another testimony.
我们现在有另外一个见证。好啊，那我跟大家分享一下，就是我妈妈和我爸爸的婚姻。
I'll share a little bit about my mother and my father's marriage.
对，我爸爸是一个西北人。
西北 ，I don't know directions in Chinese.
东南西 ，South 北，North South.
North South.
North South man. 对，我爸爸。
Northwest man. North
South
man.
重点是我爸爸这个人，他的性格非常的硬，非常
硬。My dad is a hard ass.
对，非常的硬。
He's very hard.
对，然后我妈妈跟我爸爸的婚姻里面，我妈妈好多好多好多年，她就在学这个降服和顺服的工作。
In their marriage, my mom deeply learned over a long time the lesson of submission.
对。我爸爸是那种如果你给他一个意见，他完全会反，他会反对你，他不会听你的意见。
My dad was the type of person who can't take any correction.
对，然后他也非常的不理解我的妈妈。
He also deeply didn't understand my mom.
你知道我跟你们讲，就是我妈妈她怀孕九个月的时候，我爸爸请很多客人到家里。
When my mom was 9 months pregnant, my dad invited many people to come to their house.
那时候我妈妈一个人煮饭，我妈妈一个人洗碗、打扫卫生。
At that time, my mother was the one to cook the entire meal and clean everything. Her mom cooks a lot.
客人走的时候，我爸爸就回到他房间里面，就是上网啊、看电脑啊。
When the guests left, my dad immediately went back to his room to surf the web.
然后妈妈会找他说，你为什么不帮我一下呢？
And my mom would say, why don't you help me?
然后爸爸就会说，你闭嘴，你出去。
And my dad would say, shut up, get out.
对，我爸爸性格真的那时候非常非常的硬。
At that time, my dad was a very hard man.
我妈妈的心很痛。
My mother's heart was in a lot of pain.
她不只是不知道我爸爸的心在哪里。
Not only did she not know where my dad's heart was,
可是她觉得我爸爸这种人不配做牧师。
But she felt that this kind of man is not worthy to be a minister.
对，可是神就教她顺服的工作。
But then God taught her how to submit and obey.
有一次，我妈妈和我爸爸吵架之后。
One time after a big argument.
我爸爸就回到房间上网。
My dad went back to his room to surf the internet.
然后妈妈就跑到洗手间里面哭。
And then my mom went to the washroom and cried.
她哭的时候，她听见神跟她说。
As she was crying, God spoke to her.
神跟她说，你去给你丈夫洗脚。
God said, wash your husband's feet.
然后妈妈说，怎么？我妈妈说，她根本都不配我给她洗脚。
My mother felt, why would he be worthy?
然后神说，是的，他不配，可是我配。
And God said, true, he is not worthy.But I'm worthy.
所以妈妈就把水打好，然后去我爸爸的房间。
And so she collected the water.
然后就给他洗脚。然后那时候妈妈的心就。
She felt her heart.
每天都是在。
My mother was learning.
她学会怎么享福。
She was learning how to submit and obey.
当我爸爸对她不好的时候，妈妈还是尽她全心、尽她全力来照顾她。
When my father was domineering, she still fought with her strength to be soft before him.
可是你知道吗？我爸爸的心，因为我妈妈这样子的降服，我爸爸的心又软下来了。
But because of my mother's lesson of submission, my father's heart began to soften as well.
我爸爸会开始，客人走的时候，爸爸会开始默默的洗碗。
Gradually, when the guests left, my father would begin to wash the dishes.
我爸爸会开始问我妈妈，哎，这件事情上面你有什么意见？
He would begin to ask her, when we did this, do you have any input?
对，不光是我妈妈顺服，可是我爸爸也开始顺服。
Not only was it my mom who was submitting, but also my father began to soften.
对，所以看到我妈妈的，我妈妈的挣扎，可是我妈妈靠着耶稣，靠着神，紧紧抓住神的得胜。
So I saw how.My mother was, it was so difficult and she was struggling, but she grabbed a hold tightly onto God.
对，也真的很祝福到我们家里的孩子们。
And it brought great blessing to our whole family.
对，你知道我爸爸现在是一个非常
a gentle father.
然后我给家里打电话的时候，我妈妈都要告诉我爸爸有多么的可爱。
deep my father is.
他说他们的爱情比他们谈恋爱时候还深，还更旺。
She expressed how our love and our emotions for one another are even greater than when we were first dating.
对，所以这就是我妈妈她那么多年就是咬着牙着挣扎着顺服享福。
This is just a testimony of my mother, how she learned to submit before my father.
就是改变了我的父亲，也祝福到改变了我们的家庭。
And it brought over the years, it brought great change in my father's life. Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。
God's intentions.And the fruits he hopes to birth in us are good.
神对我们的心意，而且他要在我们生命中结的果子是好的。
In the midst of confusion, do you relate? Is there something in your life that's like this as well? In the confusion and in some pain and darkness, God calls us.To birth something new.
在你生活当中，你有没有体会到这个？在你的很痛苦里面，在你的很迷茫的时候，神呼唤你，神让你的生命里面可以结出来新的果子。
In our weaknesses, do you relate to weaknesses?
你有软弱的时候吗
？In our weaknesses, God intends to birth something new.
在我们软弱的时候，神想在我们生命里面兴起来新的东西。
Angela's family is very unique and has many, many such stories.
Angela 家庭有很多这种的见证。
God's intentions and the fruits He hopes to birth in us are good.
是美好的。
And birth, He cut out half of them.
切掉了。
So we have.To,
要跟神同行，要降服。
To birth new things, we have to submit to His ways in our circumstances.
要生出新的果子，要生出新的东西，我们要学会降服，在我们的很难处的时候。
Are we willing to submit to the process it takes for new things to birth?
我们愿不愿意降服于那个过程，好叫新的东西可以生出来
？Are you willing to submit? Learn to submit.In order for new things to birth.
你愿不愿意享福，好叫新的东西可以生出来
？Are we willing to see new things born in our lives?
我们愿不愿意看见我们生命里面有新的东西被生出来？愿意吗？
How many know birthing is not a light thing?
在这里有谁知道生不是一个容易的事情？母亲们。
When you birth, your bones have to separate.
当你生孩子时候，你的骨头要裂开。
Your organs and your skin often rips and tears.
你的皮肤会撕裂，你的内脏会要动摇。
How many of you know birthing is not a light thing?
你们在这里谁知道生孩子不是一件容易的事情
I'm not saying how hard it is all the time, but it's a process. There's a process, and there's sometimes pain.
我不光说它是多么的难，可是我说这是一个过程，然后在这个过程里面会有挣扎，会有痛苦。
When we in the process of birthing, your limits, your boundaries will be crossed.
在这个生养的生的过程，你的底线会被挑战。
Are we willing to cross boundaries hand in hand with God to birth the new things He has for you?
我们愿不愿意跟神手拉手来突破我们的界限
？We just in John chapter 16 verse 21.
在约翰福音十六章二十一节
，A woman giving birth to a child has pain.Because her time has come.
妇人生产的时候有忧愁，因为她的时候到了。
But when her baby is born,
既生了孩子
she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world.
就忘记那苦处，因为欢喜，因为欢喜世上生了一个人。
It's special when something is born of God.
当从神而来的东西被生出来的时候，那是非常非常有意义，非常特别的。
Maybe there's discomfort sometimes.
有时候会有不舒服。
But birthing is worth it.
但是生产是值得的，生产的过程也值得。
Something that's born is alive.
被生出来的东西是活的，是有生命的。
Something that's born is unique.
被生出来的东西是特别的。是独特的。
Because God designed something unique for you, and He wants to birth it. It's unique.
因为神为你创造，为你准备了一个独特的东西，神要在你生命里面生出来。
Who wants God to birth new living things in your sons and your daughters?
谁愿意神在你们儿女里面生出来新的东西？
God is inviting us.
神在邀请我们。
Will you partner with me?
你愿不愿意跟我同行？
God's inviting us.
神在邀请我们。
Will you partner with him in our lives now and in our homes?
在我们现在的生活里面，在我们现在的家庭里面，你要不要跟神同行？
Will we partner with God today?
我们今天要不要跟神同行？
Will we partner with God in our relationship with our wife?
跟我们妻子和丈夫关系里面，我们要不要跟神与神同行？
With our sons and our daughters, will we partner with God to birth new things?
跟我们孩子关系里面，我们要不要跟神同行来生出来新的果子呢？
A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come.But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world.
妇人生产的时候会有忧愁，因为她的时候到了，既生了孩子，就不再纪念那苦处，因为欢喜世界上生了一个人。
Will we partner with God today?
我们今天要不要开始跟神同行？
Will you partner with God today to birth fruits of his goodness.
要不要今天跟神同行，好叫神的果子可以开始在你生命里面结出来。
Will we?
要不要？
Amen.
Amen.